Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing until we find a permanent church sanctuary. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 99702 pound. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. Spiritual warfare is real and constant. If you want clear, godly instructions on how to be victorious, spirit, soul, and body, you need to buy my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center, where we love people, live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. And let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, praise God for another opportunity and the privilege to share with you the living word of God. Amen. Family, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice, that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and render all your powers null and void, and you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask and we covenant with you. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Well, if you have your Bibles, please open them to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. Again, that's Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6. And it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Amen. So we see here in the word of God that faith is important. It did not say without prayer. It did not say without worship. And it did not say without praise, that without those that we could not please our Heavenly Father. No, it said without faith, it is impossible to please him. So in terms of priority, even though those other subjects are important, faith is number one. And we should know what it is, how to get it, and how to use it. Amen. Now, we're going to continue our teaching on, we must know the reality of God's word, how to obtain strong faith, the six principles. Amen. Now, last week, we had stopped on our teaching, and we were talking about bondage. And when something comes that would put you in bondage, we simply say, no, I cannot do that. I'm free. You can't put that on me. It is the same principle. You should believe God's word just as you believe your friends. As a matter of fact, you should believe God's word over humans. Please go to the book of Romans chapter 3. Again, that's Romans chapter 3. And we're going to read a verse that I believe that will help us understand that particular statement that I made. In fact, we should believe God's word over humans. So Romans chapter 3, and we're going to read verse number 4. So if you found it, I'll read and you follow. And it says, certainly not. Indeed, let God be true, but every man a liar. Let God be true and every man a liar. Amen. Now, many Christians miss it because we are so conditioned to the natural world and to logic that we have to try to figure everything out. We want to know how everything works. When we come to the things of the Spirit, we just know that this must be even more technical than possibly launching a missile. But it is so simple that people stumble over it. Thank God we have been redeemed. You have to add your testimony to it. Those people overcome the enemy by the word of their testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb has secured us the redemption from the powers of darkness. Amen. When you allow your mouth to take that word in and begin to confess that who you are, one of the redeemed, that's who you are, you will break the shackles of the enemy. When you say, I'm free, you cannot hold me in bondage, you can stop one single promise from coming to you because I've been redeemed. I'm free. You can't be concerned what other people think or say about you. It shouldn't bother you. Those people can stop the sun from coming up one day. What they think shouldn't matter to you. You should only be concerned about what our Father says. Amen. You should be doing what the Word says. The Word tells us that you have been set free. You have been redeemed. That word, that by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, they've overcome. That is how you are going to overcome, by adding your testimony to what the word says. The word says he has redeemed you and that you have been set free from the authority of darkness. Hallelujah. When you start adding your testimony to that by confessing, this is who I am and this is what I have, then it will start working on your behalf. Until you start doing that, you will be in bondage. I have to keep restating this because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And it's difficult for people to comprehend it. They don't comprehend it because they are trying to understand it with their natural minds. It is not reasonable to your natural mind. It's not addressed to your mind. It's addressed to your spirit man. Amen. When you understand it in the spirit or your heart, your spirit can then educate your mind. Let me repeat that. When you understand it in your spirit, then your spirit can educate your mind. But we as humans do the exact opposite. We try to get it in our minds first. our minds are educated, then those things that we try to make it work through our spirit, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. Let me have a question for you. Are you a believer? You should say yes. Then turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. So you said you're a believer, huh? Let's read these scriptures. Ephesians 1, 15 to 23. And it says, Therefore, I also, after I heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, mentioning of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and that what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe according to the workings of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Amen. Now, as believers, Paul is speaking also to us. The church is his body. We are the body of Christ. If the church is the body of Christ, and if God has raised Christ from the dead and placed him at his own right hand, far above all principalities, all authority, all might, all dominion, and every name that is named, and if he is the head of the church and we are the body, then our feet in the natural are on the body at the bottom. Am I correct? Then go back to verse 22 in that same chapter. And it says this, and he put all things under our feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church. Now pay attention, because it said he put all things under our feet and gave him to be head of all things. Now if we are the body and he is the head, that means that your feet are located on the body. And if God has put all things under the feet of Christ, and we are the body of Christ, then that means all things are under our feet also. Amen. This is saying the same thing he said in Colossians 1:13, where it says, he has delivered us from the power of darkness. He has taken us out from under it and placed us at the right hand on high. Amen. That means that everything and all things are under our feet. That means that we are on top and the things are on the bottom. We are on top. That means we cannot be defeated. Amen. Hallelujah. If you and I are on top, all we have to do is act like we are on top. We have to act like that when we say things. We have to act like that when we do things, because the word is saying it is true. Just like you do when you go to work tomorrow morning on the word of amen, and put in 8 hours for nothing else but the word of a man, then you should be able to believe God's word. Can you believe God's word? Then act on the word of God. Man's word can change. But the Bible says that God doesn't change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And whatever God is yesterday, whatever he is today, and whatever he is tomorrow, he will be forever. He never changes. He never changes. Amen. Please go with me to the book of Hebrews, please. And Hebrews, it will be chapter 13, please. Hebrews chapter 13. And we're going to read verse number 8. It says, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let's repeat that. It says, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I tell you, God never changes. Now go to Malachi chapter 3. Malachi chapter 3. And we're going to read verse number, number 6. And it says, For I am the Lord, I do not change. It says, For I am the Lord, I do not change. So God's word does not change. Amen. Now please go to the book of Matthew chapter 5. Again, Matthew chapter 5, and we're going to read verses 18. And it says, and this is Jesus speaking, it says, For surely I say to you, till heaven and earth passes away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till it is all fulfilled. Amen. So God's word is sovereign. You don't have to worry about that. It will never, ever change. Now go to Psalm 119. Psalm 119, verse 89. And it says this, Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Amen. Isaiah 55, please. Isaiah 55, 11. And it says this, So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please. And it shall prosper in the things for which I send it. Amen. Now, Jeremiah chapter 1. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12. It says, You have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word. Amen. And finally, go to the book of Psalm 138. Psalm 138. We're talking about God's word, and it never changes. 138, verse 2, and it says, For you have magnified your word above your name. Amen. God's word is even higher than his name. That's what he thinks of his word. Amen. And that's the same way we should act. Our word should be above our name. All of the scriptures we just read are in God's word, but you have to act on them. Why would you act on the word of a weak, faulty human being and not act on God's word? Doesn't make any sense. All you have to do is say, All things are under my feet. Not some of the things, all things are under my feet. And then start acting like all things are under your feet. Amen. You cannot allow the circumstances stop you from being victorious over all things. And that includes problems that attempt to interfere with your life. All you have to do is get rid of them, and then you won't have them. All you have to say is, I believe I am free from all problems and then start acting like you are free. Jesus says all things. He didn't say some of the things. He said all things. The reason all things are under our feet is because we have been redeemed from the authority of darkness. Those powers have no legal right to hold us in bondage. Amen. Now, they will attempt to hold you in bondage if you allow them to. Yes, they will if you let them. But if you, by the word of your testimony, take God's word into your mouth and break the power of Satan over your life, you can be free. Remember, life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Now, I've heard people say that God sometimes put things on us, these burdens and problems, these crosses, to make us humble. Well, that is the biggest lie ever told. That is not Bible, and it is nowhere in the Bible. But many Christians believe that. They think God will get the glory by their burdens and problems. No, the word says all things are under our feet. That means all the crosses and everything else is under our feet. Amen? He didn't say some things. He didn't say the big things or the little things. He said all things. You have been redeemed, family. Start acting that is true. Until you know that as a living reality in your life, you can never exercise strong faith. Did you get that? Until you know that as a living fact, you have been redeemed, you can never exercise strong faith, because you will never be sure where you are. You will always be wondering, well, does God really love me? Is God going to bless me? Is he going to hear my prayers? Amen. I thank God that he hears every one of my prayers all the time. Amen. Not some of the time, but all the time. Please go with me to the book of 1 John chapter 5. Again, that's 1 John chapter 5. And we're going to read verse number 14. Now, what does it say? It says this. Not this is the confidence. It says, now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears me. Amen. It's that simple as ABC. Let me repeat that. He says, now this is the confidence. Amen. That we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us or hears me. See, that is the answer. We have to ask according to his will. Amen. Don't forget, we are the children of the living God. Now that we have been redeemed, all things are under our feet. We must understand that we have to add now our testimony to our lips, to that which God's word declares. We have to add to our testimony, or we have to add to our testimony from our lips that which God's word has already declared. Go to 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. And we're going to read verse number 1. It says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called the children of God. What a wonderful Father we have, amen, that he allowed us to be called children of God. We are the sons of God. We have been redeemed from the kingdom of darkness, and it has no legal right to hold us in bondage to anything. Dr. Michelle and I have made every attempt to refuse to be under bondage. We encourage one another when necessary, for she is my helpmate and I am her husband. We are not perfect. We don't think that. And there are no perfect preachers. I tell you right now, if you closely look at me, you will find a lot of flaws. I am not perfect, and I don't confess to be. But I'm like the Apostle Paul. Please go to Philippians chapter 3. Well, you know what? I'm just about out of time for today's teaching. But please join us next week when we will continue our teaching on We Must Know the Reality of the Word of God, the six principles to obtaining strong faith. But until then, please remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. It simply says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." God bless you. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.